I'm Sylvia Payton, and I'm an IB Community Connect volunteer. I'm visually impaired. I've been visually impaired from birth. And yeah, lockdown's been okay for me personally. There's been some challenges with it. Initially, when we thought that it would only be a few weeks, I thought that I would use those few weeks to catch up on things that, yeah, I'll do that tomorrow, and tomorrow never came and I never got things done. So I thought I would see it as a good chance to catch up, but some of it I did and some of it didn't. I found other things to do. It was nice weather initially. I wanted to get out. I like walking my guide dog. And so I did lots of different things like that. And by the time the winter came round, I had a different mindset and thought, no, I can't be bothered doing that.
So it's a mix, isn't it, of positives and some negatives. What do you think some of the challenges of lockdown have been for you personally?
The biggest challenge for me is the social distancing. I don't have perception of distance and measurement, speed, and my ability to see what I can see. My vision is very badly disrupted by light, dark, shade, particularly daylight and darkness. I'm very lucky, and I do, although I'm registered blind, I do have some useful vision, for want of a better description. So I found the social distancing particularly difficult. Sometimes I don't know when people are travelling towards me. I might see the person, but I don't know where they are in the spectrum of my vision. And I don't know what direction they're travelling in. And it's not sometimes till they're what I feel is too close to me to be comfortable before I can make adjustment for that. And sometimes that means that the person is really very close to me because they've just assumed, despite the fact that I'm walking my guide dog's harness on my arm particularly, or a guide dog on the end of my arm working, that I will move or whatever. So I found that very, very difficult. Shopping's been extra difficult for me as well, because I don't see what's on the shelf. And like a lot of other visually impaired and blind people, I quite often do my shopping. I mainly manage to do my shopping independently, but I do it by recognising colours on labels, etc. I don't read things, and things have been moved about. And now I can't really take the time to look closely and touch things as well. I find that difficult. And I don't want to touch things that other people have maybe touched, or I feel that other people are watching me touching things and taking things off the shelf to have a closer look to see if it's the item I want. And then I put it back and I feel as if people around about me are maybe saying, well, she touched that and put it back. I find that difficult as well.
Have there been any highlights of the year?
I tend to keep myself very busy. I worked full time in a big busy office, and so I was very busy. I have a very busy life generally. I have care responsibilities for, while I was working, an aunt and uncle, who sadly now just an aunt. My father's getting older. I have a young family with grandchildren, etc. So I had a very, very busy life, and often I didn't have time to sometimes do things that I would like to do, and things got put off. Initially in the lockdown, I saw it as time to slow down and take my time. And while I couldn't do some of those things like see my grandchildren a bit more often, I could take time to do things that I would otherwise be able to do in and around the house that I sometimes didn't take time to do. But it generally made me slow down and take time for myself and take time to do the things without rushing. But the other major thing for me was it gave me time to go out walking, which I really enjoy. And sometimes I didn't always take time to do that. So my guide dog, Kate, has benefited from that a great deal. I've had a couple of injuries throughout lockdown, so sometimes my walking didn't last for very long. But when I have been able to walk, yeah, she has loved it, because most of the walking that we've done on footpaths away from traffic, footpaths that I know very well, and so I can walk reasonably confidently, let's say, without hard working. And as long as she doesn't stray too far, then I'm confident to, you know, walk with her and let her free run. So she's had lots and lots of free runs. And on average, we've done between 3 and 5 miles a day, which is what I aim to do, but don't always achieve that. So so that's been really good for us. It's not so good in the bad weather, but...
Is that something that you think you'll carry on after lockdown?
Yeah, absolutely, very definitely. I think I will manage my time more. I think sometimes I squeeze things into my time. I've got a bad reputation for being late, because I often am late for things. And that's pure and simply because I squeeze far too many things into my time. And then I end up pushing time to try and get from one thing to another, and something's got to give. So I think the fact that I have slowed down now, my diary's clear, completely clear. When I come to put stuff in the diary, I'll be careful not to squeeze them in one above the other.
We've adjusted as much as possible to the daily challenges the pandemic has created, but some of the more visual safety measures, like social distancing and changes to the environment, are going to continue to be major barriers to independence and confidence. As lockdown eases, we've got services and resources to help rebuild any lost confidence, and we're calling on the public and businesses to maintain the space, be patient, be helpful. To access support or information, please phone the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.